please find this manuscript entitled Covered Transjugular Intrahepatic Portosystemic Stentient versus Large Volume Paracentesis in a patient in patients with cirrhosis, a real world propensity score match study by Amrit Paul Dhaliwal, Hamoun Mirzad, Salil Karkanis, and Professor Dheeraj Tripathi. We know that diuretic refractory ascites has a 1-year survival of 50%. In selected patients, treatment options include liver transplantation or TIPS, transjugular intrahepatic portosystemic stent shunt. We aim to assess the outcomes of patients who underwent a TIPS compared to a large volume paracentesis. This retrospective study of patients who underwent a covered TIPS or large volume paracentesis for refractory or recurrent ascites over 7 years had a primary outcome that of transplant-free survival. Further analyses were done with propensity score matching. There were 150 patients in total, with 75 in the TIPS group and 75 in the large volume paracentesis group. 7 patients in the TIPS group underwent liver transplantation versus 22 in the large volume paracentesis group. The overall follow-up was a median of 20 months. In the whole cohort, there was no difference between transplant-free survival with a hazard ratio of 0.80 with a confidence interval of 0.54 to 1.21, but lower de novo hepatic encephalopathy with the large volume paracentesis group. A hazard ratio of 0.44 with a confidence interval of 0.2 to 0.96. These findings were confirmed following a propensity score matching. On multivariate analysis, albumin and HCC at baseline were associated with transplant-free survival. Covered TIPS results in similar transplant-free survival compared to large volume paracentesis in cirrhotic patients with advanced liver failure. Liver transplantation assessment should be considered in all potential candidates for TIPS. Further control studies are recommended to select appropriate patients for TIPS.